Polls opened in Liberia's presidential runoff Tuesday, despite calls by the opposition leader to boycott the election. Christopher Wells reports.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is set to win re-election in today's runoff election after her rival, Winston Tubman, withdrew in protest against alleged fraud in the first round. International election monitors said Tubman's claims of fraud are unsubstantiated, and both the United States and the United Nations Security Council issued sharp criticism, calling on him to reverse his decision and encouraging citizens to vote. In a radio broadcast on the eve of the vote, the UN Special Representative of the Secretary General, Ellen Marguerite Loge, said it was every Liberian's right to vote.
To vote is an individual democratic right. It's your personal right, and it's your personal choice. All Liberians who wish to exercise their right to vote should be able to do so in peace and without intimidation.
The day before the vote, Tubman supporters clashed with police in street fighting that left at least one person dead and four others injured with bullet wounds. Loge appealed to voters to reject violence.
But first and foremost, regardless of your political views, I appeal to all Liberians, to say no to violence on Election Day.
The election is only the second since the end of Liberia's horrific civil war 8 years ago, and it's the first being organized by the country's government rather than by the United Nations. I'm Christopher Wells.